Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pei Daf Nun. We are starting about the third line with the words Ad Kedoin, and in the villain source of daf, it's right at the top of Chav Ches Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilo Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basab Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara tells us Ad Kedoin Keshev Kir Lazman Meruba. Up until here, we've been discussing when a person is mafkir something for a long time. We just mentioned the Shitas Rav Meir that when a person's mafkir something, it automatically leaves their Rishus and is considered hefker. So what we're saying now is that's if he's mafkir for a long time, really meaning forever. But what about Bafilu of Kir Lazman Meruba? But let's say he was mafkir just for a short amount of time. Does it have a regular din of hefker? And a nafka mina would be, is a pater from meiser or no? So the Gemara says, Nishmina min adal, let's learn from the following braisa, hefker esodeu. If a person was mafkir their field, shnayim u'shlesha yamim, for only 2 or 3 days, chazir by the could be chazir on that hefker, and even according to Rav Meir, it wouldn't be considered hefker until somebody is actually zaycha in it. Now the Gemara tells us, Tani Reb Shimon Dima kumi Reb Ze'era, Reb Shimon Dima taught in front of Reb Ze'era, afilu l'achar shlesha yamim, chazir by. Even if someone was mafkir something for more than 3 days, he could still be chayzer on that hefker. Amar Leis, Reb Ze'era told him, Mikivan da'at amar afil l'achar shlesh yamim, since you say that even if a person is mafkir something for more than 3 days, he could be chayzer on it, so he l'achar shlesh, he l'achar kama. The same halacha that applies to being mafkir for more than 3 days would apply if he's mafkir it even for a really long amount of time. In other words, if a person is going to give a limit to the amount of time this thing is going to be hefker for, even if he's being mafkir it for a very long amount of time, he could still always be chayzer from it, unless he's mafkir it forever. And the Gemara says, Lishon Masnisa Messiah Reb Ze'era. The Lashon of the following Braisa is a raya for what Reb Ze'era just said. Nuno Beza Top, the Braisa says, Bamed Var Murim, when was it stated that if a person makes something hefker, he can't be chazer on it and it's automatically hefker? That's Beshev Kir Stam, if he was just mafkir without saying anything. Avolim Amar, but if he said, Sadi Muvukeres Yamechad, my field is hefker for 1 day, Shabbos Achas for a week, Chaydash Echad for a month, Shana Achas for a year, Shavua Echad for a whole 7 years, so then Imad Shaloi Zacha, Bein Hu, Bein Acher, if no one had yet been Zaycha in it, not him or somebody else, so Yachal Achzer Bai, he's able to be Chazer. Avol Mishazacha Ba, but if someone was Zaychenit, Bein Hu Bein Acher, and Yachal Achzer Bai, whether he was Zaychenit or somebody else was Zaychenit, so then he can't be Chazer. So we see very clearly from this Braisa, as the Gemara is going to conclude in a few lines, that if a person gives a time limit to his Hefker, even if that time limit is very long, he could still be Chazer in it. So now the Gemara tells us, Hada Amra, Huzman Ruba, Huzman Muat. This tells us that being mafkir something for a long amount of time or for a short amount of time is all the same. In other words, if he gives a time limit to his hefker, it doesn't make a difference how long that time limit is. It's still considered a time limit and he could be chayzer from it. Now, another thing that we learn from this braisa is Hada Amr. This tells us, loy chashu al arama, that they weren't chayshish that a person is going to make a trick. We just said in this braisa that he could be zaycha in his hefker. Now, him being zaycha in his hefker is different than him being chayzer from his hefker. If he's being chayzer from his hefker, that means he's just totally retracting the fact that he made his hefker. Being zaycha in his hefker is like him finding something that's hefker and saying, hey, look at this, free thing, and taking it for himself, even though he was really the one that made it hefker. And the nafka mina would be that it would be pater from meiser. If he made his field hefker, and then he was zaycha in that hefker, so now that means he's being zaycha in something that's ownerless, and it's pater from meiser. And we're not chayshesh that he's going to do a harama, he's going to do a trickery, and that he's going to be mafker's field instead of taking meiser off of it. And another thing we learned from the braisa is hadamra, this also tells us, sh'adam mafker v'chayzer v'zaycha, that a person could be mafker something, and then be zaycha in that hefker. In other words, we don't say that when a person's mafkir something, it's like he's making a neder, this thing is usher to me. If it was like that, then he would not be able to be zaych in it. From the fact that a braisa tells us that he could be zaych in his hefker, that means that it's not like he's making a neder that it's usher to him. And once again, the Gemara concludes, Hadab Shita She'ilte Reb Ze'era. This answers the question of Reb Ze'era. To Reb Ze'era, Reb Ze'era had said, Huzman Ruba, Huzman Muat. It doesn't make a difference if he's mafkir something for a long amount of time or a short amount of time, as long as he gave a time limit to how long this thing is going to be hefker for, so it could be even for a very long amount of time. As we said, even for 7 years, it's still considered a limited hefker, and he's able to be chayzer on it if he would like to. Now going on to explain the Mishnah, we had said, Kol Imari Asadash al Kav Kav v'chulu. This was a situation where all the bundles in his field were bundled into the size of a kav, and he forgot a bundle that was the size of 4 kav. So Beis Shammai said, that's not considered shechcha. So the Gemara asks, Manan Kaiman, what are we establishing over here? Meaning, what's Beis Shammai's reason that this 4 kav bundle is not considered shechcha? Im shum davar misoyim, if you want to say it's because it's a specific thing, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, Beis Shammai holds that if a person forgets a bundle which is very unique, or he forgets it in a place which is unique, so it's not considered shecha, so dayishnayim, it would be sufficient to say that the bundle was 2 kav. Why do you have to say the bundle is 4 kav? A 2 kav bundle is unique because it's different than a 1 kav bundle, so it wouldn't be considered shecha. And imishum shura, if you want to say the reason why it's not considered shecha is because rayin, we view this bundle as if it's broken up into individual bundles of a kav, and then it's considered a row of bundles, and if he forgets a whole row of bundles, it does not have a din of shecha. So then Dayish Lesha would be sufficient to say that this bundle that he forgot was 3 kav, not 4 kav. have, because we know that a row is three bundles, not four bundles. So the Gemara tells us, Chad bar Rebbe. Really, the proper girsa is Chad bar Rabbanon Amar Hadad Rabbi Yochanan Kumi Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. One of their bar Rabbanon, one of the Bnei Yeshiva, said the following in the name of Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rish Lakish. The reason why this bundle is not hefker in the Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, because we view it. If he would be breaking it up into individual bundles, it would be considered a shura. However, that's according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai holds that a shura is four bundles, not three bundles. That's why this bundle would have to be four kav, not three kav. Now, non alpha and alpha on top of the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yonah asked the following question. V'hu shiura, this shiur that we gave in the Mishnah, kol emari asada shel kav kav, v'echad shel arbas kavin, ushchacha, that if all the bundles of his field were one kav each, and he forgot a bundle of four kav, that bundle is not considered shecha because it's considered a row. Do we say the same thing in the following case? What about the following scenario? Kol emari asada shel shnei kavin. All the bundles that he made in his field were the size of two kav, v'echad shel shmoinas kavin, and he forgot a bundle that was the size of eight kav. So do we just say it's a simple mathematical equation? 1 to 4 is the same ratio as 2 to 8, and therefore, since this eight bundle kav could be broken up into four bundles of two kav, so now that's like he forgot a row of four bundles, and it's not considered shecha? Or do we say that no, the only reason why Beis Shammai would say we take this four kav bundle and view it as if it's broken up into individual bundles is because this four kav bundle is very uniquely different than the small one kav bundles he made in his field. But an eight kav bundle is not so different than two kav bundles, and that means that Beis Shammai would not apply his din in this case. And the Gemara ends off in a question. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.